This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Talk, the masterclass.
This is a masterclass on being fearless, tapping into your agency, feeling your own power, and just being. Certainly, that's the essence of the bold public campaign brought to you by First for Women Insurers. They don't shy away from the hard issues. They talk about the challenges that women face, but they show you how to overcome. And television ads, you know, they are quite colorful. They refer to a car accident, which is standard. Anybody can experience a car accident. But then there's a particular vulnerability attached to your being a woman who, in that scenario, would find yourself alone in that situation of crisis, and the nervousness that you feel having to walk home, or softer issues like how nervous and vulnerable you feel being a new mother. And does anybody really empathize with what you're going through? The frivolity of just being a woman on a first date and needing to make sure that you've got the right lipstick and the right handbag as you go on a date. All of those are touch points for the experience of being a woman, and touch points that First for Women reflect on as they approach the market. What they present is a balance of the raw data, but also the playful side of being a woman in this country. And this is the thing that's endeared them as an insurer to their target market, we, the women. And in this Women's Month, on this Money Markets Tuesday, we want to learn a little bit more about First for Women, that's taken a huge, huge bet on women as their core customer base. We're joined by Sunette van Veenhart, who's the head of First for Women Insurers, and she's here to talk to us about their business model, their fearless campaign, and, you know, doing business in pink. Sunette, great to have you. Thank you for coming through. So let's start off with the idea of making women your exclusive clientele. It makes sense in a country where we're now 52% of the population, but nobody's really gone out on a limb in that way.
So thank you, Lerato, and thanks for the opportunity to spend some time with you this morning. In 2002, we went out and did some research, you know, sensing that there was more women taking up insurance on their own, no longer depending on their spouses or their partners to make these decisions. And we clearly identified a gap in the market, because every product and every offering that was out there was not necessarily tailor-made for women. Mm-hmm. It was designed and sold and serviced by a predominantly male market. Yeah. And as such, we realized there's a unique opportunity to address this gap. It was also understood statistically that we are a lower insurance risk. Yes. And I know it's sometimes come as a controversial topic, but the reality and the numbers do not lie. The facts are stating clearly women are taking fewer risks. We make more careful decisions. Right. Women normally stick to the speed limits. And we do frown upon road rage. That's just the reality. And in addition, over the years, we've clearly identified that women who is involved in vehicle accidents, yeah, the damages to those vehicles are very much, yeah, less than that of our male counterparts.
In intensity.
Exactly, because okay, the intensity and the impact is smaller because we do stick to those speed limits. So that's why, after all the research, we realized there's a gap, there's an opportunity, and we went out and conquered that market.
So my understanding of creating insurance products, and you're better equipped to tell me this, is that, you know, you work with a lot of actuaries. They use a lot of mathematical data and forecasts, and they look at things like, you know, age, health, future risk, your behavior, what, mm-hmm, kind of a driver are you? And then they're able to sort of formulate a profile of how people would behave and what the cost of their bad behavior would be in future. So that's my very simplistic understanding of how an insurance product is drawn up. So what is the maths, the stats, and the algorithms? What do they tell you about women as this consumer base you've decided to focus on? They've told you they present a lower risk. But what else do they tell you?
So some of the facts that I already referenced is undoubtedly it's a lower risk. We're able to charge a lower premium.
Yeah.
What we've also found, and I mean, officially, First for Women was born in 2004. So we've got 18 years of data to back us up to make sure that our actuaries have enough information to tailor those premiums and design and support us when we design products and solutions that touch on the unique requirements. And like I said, over time, we've realized that undoubtedly women are a lower risk. And as such, we can design products that cater for their unique needs. Ultimately, at the end of the day, comprehensive insurance is comprehensive insurance. Mm. And that is why over time we realize that there's way more that we need to add in the presence of value-added products. To assist.
And we'll talk about that in just a short while. I want to just ask about the business model of First for Women, because we know at the core are women as your clients and they present a lower risk. So how do you go out there servicing them?
So we have a call center that serves the need of at point of sale. Obviously, with digitization over the years, we are able to tap into online solutions and app-driven solutions. Right. But mainly the business and our customers are served via a call center. And then we have a lot of external partners that support us in terms of the fulfillment after an accident or our emergency support services or with external
suppliers. So the underwriters are somewhere along the value chain.
We are our own underwriter. Yes, we are our own underwriters. So we have a license as a short-term insurance company and as such service our customers via that.
So I remember when I first encountered First for Women, just through television ads, I loved the ads then, which were, you know, every girl needs a little black dress and a pouch or a clutch bag when she goes out on a date. And in it, you'll put your bank card, your handkerchief and your lipstick. And that bag needs to be insured. And I loved that. It was quirky because it's true. That is how we live our lives. And if you lost your handbag on a date night,
it's like losing your life.
You would. You'd lose your most favorite lipstick plus your bank card or credit card and your house keys. And so insuring the bag. That's sort of how you tailor make products for women. And then now your campaign's become a little bit more raw and aggressive, which is when you get into a car accident and you're now going to have to pay excess on the damage of that car. But you might also be intimidated by the taxi driver you bumped into. That's and so you're facing an additional risk. And so it's quite a spectrum of products that you cover. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so our initial, like I said, you know, when we started, it was short-term insurance, comprehensive vehicle insurance, home contents and building insurance. And over the years, we built out this product suite because ultimately it should be a holistic solution. Mm-hmm. So yes, the handbag cover is unique, and we will always stick with that because that is part of who we are and what we stand for. But the reality is in this country, women are not safe. And as such, we needed to find solutions over and above your short-term insurance cover that we could offer women and make sure that we are playing our part and doing our bit to keep more women safe. And that is why we have a First for Women app, and we call it our guardian angel in your pocket. And that app is powered and support a panic button 24/7.
Okay, let's talk about these guardian angels, because I've also seen the ad, which is if you're in a bit of a crisis situation, you've got a puncture. And honestly, I'm that girl who does not know how to fix the puncture. And I don't want to be that woman who knows how to fix the puncture. So you call the roadside assist. That's a service you offer. But then there's somebody you call who comes before the roadside assist to wait with you to keep you safe, and that's the guardian angel.
Yes, and you, like you said, you've seen the vehicles on the road, and it is nationally, and rightfully so. You can either call if you have a flat tire or a mechanical breakdown, or if you are involved in an accident, or you can request the service via your app, so you don't even need to call. You just press your button and request the service. And yes, it might take 20 minutes or 40 minutes for a tow truck to arrive or for the help to come in and sort out your vehicle. And that is why we've got the Guardian Angel on call, cars that will come out, they're quicker, they're able to get to you faster and offer you a Stand By Me service. Again, to your point, there's lots of people around. An accident scene or an emergency scene is not the place where you want to be. And as a woman, you really are more vulnerable than anyone else out there. And as such, we send our guardian angel on call to come and stand with you, keep you safe, and also offer you a take me home service.
Who are these guardian angels? Just tell us a little bit about them.
So it's with one of our external suppliers. The fleet is owned by us, and the drivers and the services that's delivered via them are monitored and controlled via our emergency service provider. They are vetted. They are able to stand by you, keep you safe, and move you away from the scene of the accident if needed, or the scene where you are at the time.
This is so incredible. So I just want to be clear in my mind what you're saying. So I have a puncture. Mm-hmm. It's 10 o'clock at night. Yep. I can't move. I use the app.
Mm-hmm.
A roadside assistance vehicle is coming my way, but it's coming from Pretoria, so it's only going to get here in 40 minutes. That triggers the guardian angel, who gets to me within 10 minutes and just waits there with me so that I feel safe until the mechanics are there to fix my tire. And if there isn't a solution, the roadside assist will tow my car, and the guardian angel will take me home.
Take you home. That's exactly what it is, yes.
And does a person pay extra for that?
No, it's not at an extra cost. It's included in every single vehicle insurance policy, as well as your home contents and building insurance. So it is an additional product that is included in whatever you buy from us.
I'd like to mull over that. We're in conversation with Sunet van Veenhart, who's the head of First for Women Insurance. It's a masterclass on keeping women safe and creating insurance products specially made for us girls.
You're listening to Lerato Mbele on Power 98.7.
It is the Tuesday edition of Power Talk. It is the last 10 minutes of our Tuesday masterclass. Money Market Tuesdays, Economy Tuesdays, Tourism Tuesdays. We do everything about empowering you and putting a little bit more in your pocket. And today we're getting our masterclass from First for Women Insurance, an insurance company with insurance products exclusively and specifically designed for women. And who better than to tell us the story than First for Women Insurance in Women's Month. So we've been talking about what I think is a really unique innovation and intervention, the Guardian Angel program. Just statistically, how well is it working?
So very well, and it is well utilized by our customers, because the reality is we do get a flat tire. We do get a flat battery. People are involved in accidents. So yes, I think to date, if I recall correctly, about a month ago, the latest statistics showed that over 10,000 women utilized the Guardian Angel on call services. So I know it sounds a lot, but that's the reality, because these accidents happen or these incidents happen.
Yeah, and people just want that crutch, that additional sense of, I'm not alone in this.
I will be safe. Yeah.
Fearless. That's your modern campaign. It wasn't always fearless, but it's fearless now. And I think you've alluded to why it is. But just tell us about that campaign and why it's so bold.
So, like I said, women in this country is not safe. And we can either go into a place of fear and become almost hopeless versus saying we want to put a message of hope out there, and as such create a campaign that make women fearless, willing to go out there, live their lives, go on that date, wear that skirt, put on those heels, yes, and know that I have a guardian angel that's looking out for me. And as such, we came up with the Fearless campaign and said, you know, we want to be bold. We want to be out there saying we stand for women, for all women in this country. Mm. And we can potentially talk about the First for Women Foundation as well, because there's one thing around keeping our customers safe and enabling them with solutions. But we've got a bigger responsibility in this country as women, looking out for the most vulnerable that potentially don't have the means and ways of buying a short-term insurance policy, but still need protection.
I do love the affirmation of Fearless, and it reminds me of a makeup brand that a woman started, a Nigerian woman started in Palo Alto in California. It's a bossy lipstick cosmetic brand, and all her lipsticks, like the colors, have a title. So the redder, it's brave. The more subdued it is, it's courageous, peaceful, you know, loyal. And you buy that to just remind you of the essence of you. And I think those kinds of products do create affirmation. And it's very, very important for women to feel affirmed and that they still have a sense of agency. What about your value-added products? What else can women benefit by taking up insurance with First for Women?
So over and above the Guardian Angel, one of the other benefits is the trip monitoring, the 24/7 trip monitoring. So say, for example, Lerato, you need to drive late at night from a function or a venue towards your home. You can book that trip, and the call center will check in with you every 30 minutes, or you can set the time. But they'll check in on you, making sure that you are en route and that you arrive safely at home. Obviously, if that contact with you is interrupted, there's a whole process that follows where they notify your loved ones, where was the last time that they were able to speak to you, where were you at that time, and as such enable further emergency
services. And is that national, that service?
That is national as well.
So if you said, I'm driving to Durban, I'm going home to visit my family.
Absolutely.
They'll monitor you along that five-hour trip.
100%. Checking in on you, making sure you're safe, also making sure that you do take your stops on a five-hour drive, right? Because it's more than just keeping you safe. It's also keeping your assets safe that you're driving in and making sure that you arrive at your destination safely.
Other car insurers also kind of have a technology, like a tracking device that monitors how you drive. Mm-hmm. And I know, like with my insurer, I got a bad rep the other day that I was in the bottom 50% of drivers.
That's not so good. I think we need to bring you over to First for Women.
You know, so they do keep you in check to sort of say to you, why are you rushing? Why are you zigzagging on the road? Mm. Do you use that kind of technology as well?
So we don't track your trips. What we do have in our First for Women app is what we call Crash Detect. So it does monitor you en route. So say, for example, you are driving and you are involved in an accident and you are not able to press the panic button or call for help yourself, it triggers an automated response into our emergency call center and they know exactly where you are, where it happened. They will try and make contact. If not, they will dispatch the emergency services.
And what about loyalty programs linking the insurance to something else, maybe like buying airline tickets or that sort of thing? Getting money back?
So we do have a cashback program or a product that's available on your insurance. So it's a 4-year cashback program where you get your first year's premium or 25% of that premium back after 4 years if you did not claim anything. Yeah,
those are great. Yeah. And you get it at your birthday or Christmas or something.
It's on the anniversary, on the birthday of your policy.
Oh, yes, okay. I like that. Okay, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about what you've just said, the foundation and the need to be part of the solution. So it's noble, but some women would say, why must women always be the solution to the gender issue in South Africa?
Very good question. But the reality is we need to look out for ourselves. And absolutely, we want to get to a place where there's gender equality in this country and around the world, for that matter. And that is why we created the foundation in 2005. And it originally started as a a fund that supported women that's been victims of gender-based violence. And over the years, we, with further research, realized that we need to do more around the preventative measures.
Right.
And how do we go into schools and into age group 3 to 18 and changing those mindsets, and over time and for the next generation build a community and a society where we are seen as equal, and where we can, you know, not only teach girls but also boys for the long term on how do you respect and treat your sister, your mother, your female counterparts in this society.
And your hiring practices, do you exclusively hire women, or do you say, no, this is where we do partnerships and alliances with smart men?
So that's a good one. So currently the distribution between male and female in the call center is about 50-50. Okay. It's interestingly enough, during the original research that we did, women were not adverse to being served by men in a call center or especially in emergency situations. We do definitely prioritize female leadership. And making sure that we create platforms and programs to promote the future for women specifically in the brand in terms of long-term leadership.
And then back to the numbers. And I don't know whether this is just patriarchy, but you've clearly built a business focused exclusively on women. But there's this sense that, you know, that's a risk because, yeah, you'll make money, but you're not going to make money on the scale that you need to when you only focus on women. So when we talk purchasing power, when we talk longevity, when we talk about this customer base, how lucrative has it been? Or profitable, maybe is a better word.
Very, very profitable. And without a doubt, I think that is a very big misconception. Women undoubtedly have the biggest buying power in this country specifically. And what we found is that women are making very sound financial decisions. They do plan properly, they do their research, and once they made that decision to buy, they are very loyal, they stay. Mm-hmm. Unlike potentially our male counterparts who will, you know, jump from the one to the other.
Looking for deals.
Because we invest in the time and the money and making sure that we are making the right decision.
You know what? It's an amazing business model. It's an amazing business. It's a timely business. Yes, you've been around since 2004, but you've really read the room well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to salute you. There's nothing else
Thank
I can
you.
Say but to say well done first for women. Thank you for seeing us, for being us, putting yourselves in our shoes and wanting to create better services for us, whether it's a guardian angel or your very expensive, lipstick. I was going to mention brands, but I won't.
Handbags.
You know, you bought that Chanel bag, mm-hmm. and you can insure it. And that's really understanding who we are, what our aspirations are, and strength to you and Godspeed.
Thank you. Thanks, and thanks for having me, Lerote. It's been a pleasure.
Sunette van Weinhardt, who is the head of First for Women Insurance. So, girls, it's all for us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.